goes down.
It's time now for Del Norte Warrior volleyball action. The Lady Warriors in the playoffs as they take on Fort Bragg tonight at home in Tunum Gymnasium. And our special sports broadcast is brought to you by Megan Curtis, Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. And now with the broadcast, here's John Horner and Kalea Sanchez.
Volleyball team opens the North Coast section, Les Schwab Division IV playoffs tonight at home at Tunum Gymnasium, and their opponent tonight is the Fort Bragg Timberwolves. Hello, everybody. I'm John Mad Dog Horner, and this special edition of Warrior Athletics is brought to you by Megan Curtis of Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing on Washington Boulevard in Crescent City. Del Norte is the number 7 seed in the 16-team bracket, while Fort Bragg comes in number 10. Tonight, the Warriors are optimistic that an excited, loud hometown crowd will lift them to the second round. And luckily for me, joining me tonight is a true Warrior legend, a former most valuable player not only in volleyball but in basketball as well for Del Norte. KPOD welcomes future Hall of Famer Kalea Sanchez. Kalea, what should we expect tonight in this opening round playoff with these two exciting teams?
I think this is going to be a good, hard-fought game between Fort Bragg and Del Norte. They are both good and competitive teams with a lot of drive, and this should be a really fun one to watch for sure.
Cool. Del Norte is led by its best hitter, McKenna Curtis, the coach's daughter, the defending conference most valuable player, and the odds-on favorite to claim the title again this year. Kalea, you've been in the booth of like somebody like McKenna. What makes this senior special?
McKenna's special because she's driven and determined in every game and practice to help her team go above and beyond. There are times when I actually go and help the team during their practices, and it's so fun hitting against her because she's such a powerful and just big hitter and just a good person as well. And she's willing to take criticism if needed. And I can see her going far in her volleyball career if she continues.
Well, and a little bit more about McKenna in the aspect of, you know what it takes to be an MVP player in volleyball, but the time and effort in the off season is huge.
Yeah.
What kind of work ethic do you have to have during the summer?
You gotta just do it. You know, if you want to get better, you gotta practice. Practice makes better, not perfect. So the more you practice, just the better and better you get.
But she is hardly alone when it comes to all-star caliber players. Lily Nunez has been nothing short of spectacular as a setter, while she has plenty of other hitters to serve the ball up to. Senior outside hitter Brianne Winningham has come along quite a bit towards the end of the year. And she not forget the uncanny ability of the Warriors' back row and controlling the balls, including Chloe Smith, Carly Harper, Reese White. I mean, the list goes on and on. How big is that for the Warriors when it comes to handling the ball?
It's super big, like, because you have to play as a team to win, and if you all do your part and do what you're supposed to do, then it'll all just come as one.
So let's take a look at the Fort Bragg team. There's the number 10 seed and the winner of the North Central League. North Central League One is what they're called. Going 14-2 in the process, 20-8 overall. They're led by, I believe, who did we say they were led by? That was Hendricks, right? Lamara Hendricks.
Lamara, yeah.
She's the biggest hitter up front. She's a middle hitter. But, you know, we talked a little bit before we went on the air, and I told you that they actually won their league, beat Kelseyville, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up with the 10th seed. Kelseyville ends up with the 8th seed and gets to host Arcata. Talked to the coach before we started, and I don't want to say she had a chip on her shoulder, but she was definitely, they have something to play for, and they definitely have an edge. Would you feel like you've got burnt a little bit in league or seeding? You've been in those situations. You play with a little edge on the road, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to a special presentation of Del Norte High Athletics. As the Warriors take on Fort Bragg, the opening round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs. Brought to you by Megan Curtis, Edward Jones Investments, Making Sense of Investing on Washington Boulevard in Crescent City. The winner of the game tonight advances to the second round, where they will play the winner of Justin Siena and Pinole Valley. Battle going on tonight. We'll have updates from that also. Justin Siena is the bracket number 2 seed. So if the top seed advances, Del Norte would play in Napa on Saturday. What are you laughing about over there? Did I say something wrong?
No.
Is it Pinole Valley? What? Oh. Is it Pinole Valley?
No.
Is it?
No.
How do you say it?
I don't know. I don't know how to say it. It's not you.
I think it's Pinole Valley. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineup for both squads. Taking a look at Fort Bragg. Hopefully I don't butcher these names, right? The actual Fort Bragg volleyball team is much easier than the basketball teams that I've done in the past. So, and shout out to any of the Fort Bragg parents back home listening to our broadcast on DelNortonSports.com. Starting for Fort Bragg will be Emmy Paoli, Carmen Velasquez, Lamara Hendricks, Kayla Olson, Nadine Merritt, and coach was undecided on who was going to be the sixth starter, either Kinsey Rose or Sierra Thompson. And for Del Norte, it'll be Lily Nunez, Reese White, McKenna Curtis, Bliss Back Blackburn, Ava O'Ryan, and Lauren Stutz. There'll be some rotations in that starting lineup. And what are those rotations?
Brianna will go in for Ava when Ava goes front row. And I'm pretty sure Debbie said Chloe's going to go in for Lauren when Lauren goes back row.
So as they rotate around the floor, they will rotate with them. I got you. So they're doing the announcing. Pretty good crowd down here at Tunin Gymnasium. I was expecting a little bit more. Usually only one side of the stands is pulled. They pulled both of them tonight for the North Coast Section playoff game to make sure the visiting team has room to sit. But as we look down, not too many visitors here today. Aaron Finley down there announcing the starters here. And we do have an update in the soccer game as Del Norte has defeated McKinleyville and are now the HC and champ. They beat McKinleyville 2-0. First time the Warriors have brought home the HC and title since 1995. Congratulations to the boys soccer team. Their seeding will be on Sunday, and we'll find out and we'll let you know on the radio as soon as possible on Monday morning of when the Del Norte Warriors will be playing. With the win, they do have a pretty good chance of hosting a game next week, so we'll keep you updated on that. When you talk about a dominating performance, that soccer team in the last month has gone 8-1-1 and have only gave up 2 goals in that time. So congratulations to them as they shut out the Eureka Loggers on Monday and then shut out McKinleyville tonight 2-0. And now we will get ready for the national anthem. And volleyball on in the playoffs. Kalea, I believe you, what year were you the last year that I did this?
19. I graduated in 19.
In 19?
So I guess it was 18.
Because we went down to Branson, right?
Yeah.
That was with Claire and Peyton. They were seniors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that would have been 17.
17?
Yeah.
That was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
That was fun. I love doing that. Hopefully we can do it next on Saturday, too, if we can get a big win tonight. So, Kalea, Here we go, about ready to start here. What are the keys for the Warriors right now?
The biggest thing is the girls are going to have to do tonight is just trust each other and play as a team. There's no I in team, so it's going to have to take all of them as one to pull this off tonight.
Talking to Coach Megan Curtis, and she said, you know, the league schedule that they've had helps them prepare for a team like the Timberwolves, where she feels that this squad, the Timberwolves, are around the same caliber as everybody in the league.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So she said as long as we don't play down to the level and we stay on top of our game, mm-hmm. we should get this. But she says she's worried about her team in the playoffs playing down to another team's level, and that is going to be something we're going to have to watch for right off the get-go.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that they'll do that, though. The biggest thing is they're going to have fun. Because if you're too uptight, and that's when you start making mistakes.
So as the referee's out, making sure all the starters are in place. Front row up front will be Stuth and McKenna Curtis to start with. Does Nunez always start in the middle? Does Sutter always start in the middle?
No, not usually. But just for this rotation, yeah.
Serving for the Warriors to start off the match will be Bliss Blackburn, the sophomore. The outside hitter will be serving first for the Warriors. Good serve to the back row. Bump. Free ball across the middle, picked up by Reese. Outside hit by McKenna. It's going to be blocked and knocked down. And you talked about it, McKenna. I mean, Kalea, how they were pretty big up front.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are for sure, especially Lauren, too.
So serving for Fort Bragg, 1-0 league for Fort Bragg will be Velasquez. Velasquez, the senior, serves, dug up by Reese, outside hit. Actually, it's going to fall to the ground. Stoops didn't get to it for the outside hit. So a little tentative off the get-go, don't you think?
Yeah, just a little.
2-0 lead for the Timberwolves. And Velasquez is back. Ava and Reese out there both look alike. Hopefully I get them right most of the time. That was Ava with the dig. Over two. Free ball across the top. Timberwolves with it. Middle hit. And that's going to be down. Great hit. Middle hit by, that was Hendrick. And we talked about that in the pregame. She leads the team in kills. And she got one right there, right on the back line. 3-0 score. Velasquez back to serve. Serves to the back row. Dug up by Ava to Nunez. Outside hit by McKenna.
Nice.
Great hit off the block, out of bounds. Needed that one.
Yeah.
It's always big to get that first point. Once you get that, you can get rolling too. Mm-hmm. Stoops is back to serve now for the Warriors. 3-1 your score.
Nice.
Great serve by Stute. Set backside Velasquez. Outside hit. Dug up by Reese. Over to Nunez. Killed by McKenna, but it goes back over. Free ball. Picked up by Timberwolves. It's going to go over. Great job. That was a pretty athletic play by Velasquez from the back. That was like a hope and prayer kind of shot, wasn't it? She got a little out of position. Velasquez did and just kind of threw her hands out there. Knocked it over, and the Warriors got caught out of position. So a point to the Timberwolves. 4-1 your score. Serving for Fort Bragg will be Olsen. Picked up by Blackburn. Over to McKenna. Great kill right in front of the back row.
And that was a really good set by Ava in the back row as well.
That's a tough set from back there,
yeah.
Right? Especially out of position to get it up to the front. Brianna Winningham comes in the ballgame now as Stoops comes out. Nunez back to serve. Bit to the back row to the center, Velasquez. That was a hit by Hendrick, picked up by Chloe Smith.
Ouch.
It's going to go out of the back side, out off Del Norte. Into the game for the Timberwolves is number 15. That is Kendall. Hunter Kendall, the junior middle hitter. Probably the tallest girl on the floor. Serving up will be, that is Hendrick. Dug up by Blackburn. Middle hit by Reese. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Free ball coming across to the Warriors. Nunez sets up. McKenna to the outside. And timing a little bit off?
Yeah.
Timing off a little bit, so McKenna hits it right into the net. 6-2 your score. and that's going to be Hendricks serving. Jump serve for Hendricks. Back to Chloe Reese. Left side to Winningham. She shoots it up. Picked up by Fort Bragg. Hit across. Free ball, and it's going to be free over to Fort Bragg. And it's going to be misplayed by Kendall, as she had a free one and just hit it sideways. Looks like something I do on the volleyball team. That looked like Pritchett out there trying to play volleyball. Pritchett sitting down in front of us with the grandbaby. McKenna Curtis back to serve now. 6-3 your score,
nice
Warriors
serve.
Trail. Great serve. Found the hole right in the middle of the floor as number 4 comes in the ballgame. That's Allie Hendricks, the junior. McKenna back to serve. 6-4 your score. Warriors trailing by 2. Serve up. Back to the middle. Picked up. It's going to be free ball coming across to the Warriors. Chloe, Nunez, Winningham. Great pickup, but it's going to be a free ball back to the Warriors. Another hit, and it's going to be hit out. It's going to be Blackburn hitting it out of the back. 7-4 your score. As the Timberwolves lead. Serve across by Fort Bragg. Shot from the back to Winningham, and she's going to hit it out. What do you think? The hitter's just, is it a timing thing? Nerves?
I think it's more nerves than it is the timing. It is a big playoff game.
It is.
First round.
It is, you know, anytime you hit the North Coast section, even if you're highly ranked, it really doesn't matter. Throw all that stuff out. It doesn't matter who you're playing, right?
I would just be so excited about having a home playoff game right now.
In volleyball, it's tough because, as we all know, Del Norte has done very well at winning league, but when it comes to playoff volleyball, it's tough because you get against a lot of those club teams down in the Bay Area. So in this timeout here, what do you think Patriots down there, along with Coach Megan Curtis, what do you think they're talking about right now?
I think they're talking about just getting your nerves out. You know, they're just thinking too much about what they do all day in practice. You know, they're spotless, they're clean, and then right now they're just tentative, yeah.
So good timeout here by the Warriors as they fell behind 8-4. Serving 4-4 Bragg right now is going to be Sierra Thompson, the junior. In the ballgame right now, Blackburn, Nunez, and Winningham up front. And in the backs is going to be McKenna, Reese, and Chloe. Picked up by McKenna, over to Nunez.
Nice
hit. That's going to be a great hit on the outside. Was that Blackburn?
Yes. Yeah.
Great hit by Blackburn, and she's going to get the point as it went off the Fort Bragg player. Stutes comes back in. Chloe comes out. We talked about that rotation. Mm-hmm. As Reese White's back to serve. 8-5 your score. Reese across. Picked up by Fort Bragg. Tip over. It's going to be a net violation on Fort Bragg. It's going to be point for Del Norte. Don't you call that a net violation? How do you like that?
That was pretty good.
That violation?
Yeah, that is.
All right. 8-6 your score. Reese across. Picked up by Fort Bragg. Outside Velasquez. Kind of a free ball across to Del Norte. It's going to be a freebie. Blackburn left side outside hit. Picked up by Fort Bragg. Back to the middle. Another free ball coming across. Warriors dominating up there. It's going to be in as Duke finds the back corner. Fort Bragg struggling to get the ball to the net and getting their hitters going.
Yeah.
That was 2 free balls. You don't do that in playoff volleyball very
often.
No,
you don't.
Warriors took advantage of it. 8-7 your score. Reese back to serve. Serve goes dug up by Grover in the ball game. Middle hit by Fort Bragg. Picked up by McKenna.
Oh, nice.
A nice save by Nunez across. Free one.
Oh.
But a big block by Winningham, and it's going to be 4 hits by Fort Bragg. You got to love it.
Yeah.
I think we got to have a little fun out there again.
Huh?
I think we're having fun out there.
Oh, finally, yeah.
Great job again up at the net. Reese back across. High score, 8-8. Velasquez. It's going to be a free ball coming across. It's going to be 2 hits, so the set that went across was hit twice?
No, it's a double. Her set wasn't clean.
Gotcha. That's why I got you up. I know nothing. 9-8, Warriors lead. Now Reese back to the back row to Grover. Dug up. Velasquez tried to get it, but Stoops knocked it back on the floor. Great job by the Warriors at the net right now. They've dominated the net for the last three or four points. 10-8, your score. Warriors lead. Reese still serving. Across. Nice short one. That's going to be out, but they picked it up. Blackburn to Reese to McKenna. Over. Back to the Timberwolves. It's going to be blocked by Stoops. Back to the Timberwolves. Winningham, Nunez, McKenna from the back row, but it's picked up by Fort Bragg. Warriors got another shot at it, though. Another free ball across by the Fort Bragg. Winningham tries to fire it over. Falls short. That was a good rally. 10-9, your score. In to serve for Fort Bragg is Paoli. Back row to McKenna, to Nunez. Outside hit by Blackburn. Picked up by Fort Bragg. Velasquez, outside hit. Great dig by Reese White. Back row hit by McKenna Curtis goes out of bounds. It's going to be Fort Bragg point, 10-10. Paoli back to serve again. Up with the serve to Reese. Nunez, middle hit to Stoops. Fort Bragg dug it up. Great up. Over the top, kind of a free ball for the Warriors again. Back row hit by McKenna. It's going to go off the net and out of bounds. Tough break in that aspect. It was a good hit from the back row. But it caught the top of the net and flung out of bounds. 11-10, Fort Bragg lead. Highly contested first set here. Both teams trying to knock the nerves out. Back row to McKenna to Nunez. Middle hit by Stoops.
Nice.
That was a good block, but it went out of bounds.
He was lucky on that one.
Stoops went up, had a great spike, but it was blocked, but the block went out of bounds. This will be a point for Del Norte. As Ava O'Reilly's in to serve, and Winningham comes out. Ava up. Velasquez set outside. Dug up by Reese. Great job by Reese. Just off the middle. Great hit from the backside by Fort Bragg. Warriors couldn't handle it. Couple substitutions coming in as Hendricks comes back in the ballgame for Fort Bragg. Along with starter Merritt back in, and she's going to be serving. 12-11 your score. Timberwolves lead here in the first set. Merritt serving, dug up by McKenna. Nunez.
Oh, nice play.
She saw that. Oh, it was a wide open hole as Nunez popped one over. What do we call that?
She dumped.
Dumped. She dumped the set over the top of the net. I like that. So Blackburn back to serve. 12-12 your score.
Oh.
As the words from Kalea, oh. Just a tad bit short on that serve. Just a bit under. See, that's color right there. I like that color. Everybody knew what happened. 13-12 your score. Fort Bragg's lead. Serving will be Velasquez. Serving to the back. That was Ava digging it up.
Nice
outside
set. Hit. Ooh, nice hit.
Nice. If they can get McKenna going, she's played a little tight so far.
Yeah.
If she can just loosen up, that's what Patriot's talking to her right there.
Yes.
Stay loose. Just like in any sport, especially in shooting and basketball or spiking here, if you stay loose, you're going to do much better.
Yeah, you got to take a deep breath.
Yeah, 13-13 your score. Stoops back to serve. Velasquez steps to the outside. Outside hitter. That was a great shot.
Yeah.
Got it a little out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Great IQ right there. That was Paoli from the outside. Hitting the back line. Point for Fort Bragg. 14-13 your score. To the back to Ava, to Nunez. Hit over the top by Reese. Free ball across. Timberwolves outside hit picked up by McKenna.
Nice
still
set.
Outside hit. Nice step by Blackburn, wasn't it?
Yes.
As McKenna missed once again. 2-point lead now by Timberwolves. 15-13 your score. Serve goes middle. out of position. Train of thought, just a miss. 16-13, your score. Over the top, Blackburn's got it to Nunez. Cross court, spiked by McKenna, picked up by the Timberwolves. Paoli goes up, dug up by McKenna, to Nunez.
Ooh.
Back over the top, great job. As we had a lift, as Nunez tried to dump one over, but it got blocked back at her. Timberwolves take a four-point lead here, 17-13, and the Warriors don't give up sets easily. Ava, Nunez, middle hit by Reese. Ball picked up by the Timberwolves. Free ball coming back over to the Warriors. Nunez outside to McKenna, and she's going to blow it out the back. Tough set there.
Well, the Timberwolves are scrappy. They're not letting anything hit the ground.
They're doing a great job at covering.
Yeah, they are.
18-13, your score here in the first set. Timeout by the Warriors. And tonight's playoff broadcast is brought to you by Megan Curtis of Edward Jones, making sense of investing on Washington Boulevard in Crescent City. 18-13, your score.
You're not on video.
We have Warrior fans ducking when they come across because I think they thought they were on video, but we're just on the radio, folks. Just on the radio. You got true fans around here.
Yeah.
So down here in the huddle, we're definitely talking a lot. Loosened up a little bit, got a little bit tight, but I think you're right. This Fort Bragg team probably won league by defensive side. They've done a great job. Offensively, they haven't really attacked the Warriors.
No, they don't hit half as hard as McKenna in our other front row.
We just got to keep doing us, though. It seems like
Yeah. We're
kind of trying to force. So Fort Bragg will be back to serve here. It's Kayla Olson serving. Cente Steinrich comes in the ballgame for the first time. Shot over the top as the pass went over the net, and the Fort Bragg Timberwolves sent it right back over, and it's going to be a point for Timberwolves. That's going to be Olson back to serve once again. Blackburn's mishandled a couple. She's got to relax a little bit. See Chloe talking to her right now, the sophomore. Big moments for definitely when you're underclassmen like this. Freshmen, sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been in tons of these situations. So here we go.
Nice
over the top, great serve. Ava digs it up, though. Over to Blackburn. Spike by Cente, picked up by the Timberwolves. Paoli. Outside hit, picked up by the Warriors. Cente
nice.
Back again, picked up by Velasquez. She's going to hit it over the top, picked up by Chloe. Nunez out to Cente.
Nice.
Another good spike. The ball's going to go almost out. Picked up by the Warriors again. Good rally. Over the top, and it's going to
yes.
be a great job by Reese finding the hole in the middle. That was a good rally. Scrappy rally
yeah,
for the Warriors. Cente with a couple big hits. From the outside there, as McKenna's getting a break. Winningham into the ball game as Smith comes out. Nunez back to serve. Nunez back row, picked up. Velasquez outside hit, picked up by Chloe. To Nunez, to Cente. Cente went out wide, out of bounds. It's going to be Timberwolves point. And with that point, Timberwolves have opened up a six-point lead here in the first set. 20-14, your score. Serve from the back row by Kendrick. Picked up by Blackburn. Hit on the outside by Winningham. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Outside hit's going to go off
nice,
the Warriors.
Chloe.
Picked up by Chloe. Outside hit by Cente. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Cente, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
Got a couple big hits from the outside.
I'm loving it. That's all I know.
Substitution into the ball game. That's going to be Grover coming back in. Taking a seat will be Merritt. No, I'm sorry, Hendrick taking a seat.
Nice
Cente
serve.
Back to serve. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Hit over the top. It's going to be blocked by Reese. Reese is in there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the big show. See that? I think she almost flexed right there. Dinte Steinruck. Back to serve. Over the top.
Nice
great
serve.
Ace. We haven't seen too many of those.
No, we
haven't. The Timberwolves have been pretty good. Down to a 3-point lead for the Timberwolves. 20-17 your score. As the juniors really added a spark here. And another ace for the Warriors. Dinte Steinruck coming in and added a much needed spark to this Warriors offense. 20-18 your score. Steinruck, back row, picked up by the Timberwolves. Outside hit by Paoli, picked up by Dinte. Outside, Winningham.
Nice.
Great outside hit by Winningham. Great step by Nunez. Warriors are rolling. 20-19 your score. And as you can hear, Tuna Gymnasium's waking up a little bit, as that is exactly what the Warriors needed. And it's always nice because in volleyball, more than a lot of other sports, when you start rotating, sometimes it's the unsung hero that comes in and sparks the team.
Oh, yeah.
And that really can get things rolling. And I believe Dinte did a great job at that.
Yeah, and Dinte has gotten so much better from the beginning of the season. And she works so hard, so I'm really happy that she's in right now.
Repetition over and over and over again. It's one thing this volleyball coaching staff has always preached. Over and over and over.
Oh, yeah, and I know that.
We were trying to figure out Debbie Lorenzi's been sitting on the bench for the volleyball team for up almost, if not more than, 40 years.
Yeah, she's not leaving anytime soon.
Dinte up with a shot over to the up with the serve. Warriors get it back, and it's Blackburn from the outside. Knocks it down. Great kill on the outside by Blackburn. And the Warriors got the Timberwolves reeling right now. 20-20 your score. Six straight points for the Warriors. Dinte to the back row. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Paoli up with the shot over to Steinruck to Nunez. Shot by Reese. Free ball over to the Timberwolves. Velasquez is going middle hit. Picked up by Blackburn. Nunez. Winningham. Blocked. Paoli blocked Winningham. Another hit by Blackburn. Hit back up. Velasquez. Fantastic on the backside.
Nice one-hand set. Oh, what?
I don't know if that was... That was almost like sideways. How could you lift it from the side? That was a great one-handed set, I thought.
That would have been so good.
So it was a lift by the Warriors, and Fort Bragg's going to take that one-point lead. Nunez over to Blackburn. Out of bounds. Great job by Blackburn to the outside. And this comeback all with McKenna on the bench as Blackburn and Dinte have taken up the outside hitting role along with Winningham. 21-21 your score. And that's Reese back to serve. Reese, great serve. Free ball back to the Warriors. Nunez to Stoop. Dug up by the Timberwolves. Paoli back to the back row. Tip over the top. Nunez tried to save it. It went over the net. And the Timberwolves weren't ready. Warriors lead now. I believe that's the first lead in quite some time. 22-21. As Reese serves to the back row. Timberwolves dig it up. Outside hit. Doesn't make it over. Blocked on the edge. Warriors lead by two. 23-21. And timeout, Timberwolves. Warriors trailed 20-14 at one point at the last timeout, and the Warriors have gotten 9 of the last 10 points. Well, you got to love the comeback, and it's some unsung heroes like we've talked about in this first set that have really stepped up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is such an exciting game to watch. It's so fun. I love it when games are this close.
Yes.
Even though it also sucks, but it's the best.
It is the best. It's fun for the crowd, too.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, and everybody started piling in here. I kind of think they thought it was 7:30 start time, you know, like basketball or something. Because everybody started rolling in about 7:15. Pretty good crowd here for the Warriors. And it's going to be Reese White back to serve. 23-21 your score. Reese hits to the back row. Timberwolves with it. Velasquez, great pickup.
Nice.
Outside, picked back up again. Blocked at the net, but the Warriors are going to have a hit a free one over the Timberwolves now. Velasquez setting to the outside. Paoli up at the top. Blocked by Brianna, but it's going to go out of bounds. 23-22 your score. Paoli back to serve. Over the top to Black. Nunez. The Stoop. Hammers it. It's going to go out of the back. That's a big-time middle hit right there. You know it's a big hit when you dig it from the back row and it goes out the other side. Dude, she's a gamer. Every sport she plays, she shows up.
Oh, yeah.
24-22. Ava O'Reilly trying to serve for the set right here. Velasquez setting up the outside. Across, and it's going to go out.
Yay.
First set to the Stillmore Warriors. 25-22. We'll be back with the second set here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
I'm Megan Curtis, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why my office is a proud sponsor of Del Norte Warrior Sports on KPOD. Stop by my office on Washington across from the hospital for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Welcome back to the North Coast section.
Hey, what's out there?
Welcome to the North Coast section playoff, Division 4 North Coast section. And here we are in the second set. Del Norte leads 1-0. Taylor, I think you'll be fine. Just stay right here. North Coast section playoff, Division 2, Division 4. And Del Norte leading against the Timberwolves of Fort Bragg, 1-0. Kalea, great first set, great comeback by the Warriors. What do we expect coming out here in the second?
Honestly, you just got to expect the same thing. I mean, Fort Bragg's going to be scrappy. They're going to go for everything. So we just have to be smarter with the ball as well. It's not as powerful.
Absolutely. Do you think the Warriors come out a little bit looser here in the second set? Since they got the one underneath.
Oh, yeah. I think they will. Well, and they're going to have to keep up their streak for sure.
Absolutely. A lot of sets in a row.
Yeah.
I didn't write it down, but they went to the tournament. Their last tournament was Sonoma, I believe. Or actually, they went over to the Rogue Valley, I believe. But they did not allow one set loss in league play, which I don't know if you get much more dominating.
No, you do not.
Because it's easy to slip up for a set or lose one. And this team's done a great job of keeping their composure. And don't forget, Friday night, St. Bernard's coming to town for football as the first place, outright first place, is on the line. As Del Norte takes on St. Bernard's, we'll be on the air at 7:15 for the pregame show. As become a new rivalry, Del Norte football and St. Bernard's football. So here we go, getting ready to start the second. Now, Carly's put on the what shirt? Librero?
The Librero, yeah.
Yeah, I got that, huh?
Yeah,
Librero. What is the benefit to having a Librero?
The Librero is technically like the best passer on the team.
They can rotate.
And they only rotate in the back row. They never go in front row.
Gotcha. So serve 5-4, Bragg. Outside hit by McKenna. She found it.
Yes, she did.
Great hit on the backside right there. 1-0 score. Warriors lead. Deuce back to serve. Oh, serves it into the net. 1-1 your score. Fort Bragg will get the ball back. That's about an unforced turnover in the ball. Unforced. That was served up by Fort Bragg. Nunez to McKenna.
Nice. There she goes.
Hammered it at Velasquez. No digging that one for Velasquez. Big kill by McKenna. She took a little break in the first set there, refocused her focus, and has come out pretty strong off the get-go. Nunez back to serve. 2-1 lead for the Warriors. Nunez hits it to the back row. Set by Velasquez. Hit by Paoli. Dug up, but it hit the floor. It's going to be a kill for Paoli and the Timberwolves. 2-2 your score. Hendricks back to serve now for the Timberwolves. Lamara. Serves from the back row, picked up by Carly Harper. Hit by McKenna on the outside hit. Great
nice.
Hit. Hit it right into Paoli's hand. And it hits the floor. And McKenna's back to serve now. Blackburn comes in. Stoops goes out. McKenna back to serve, leading by 1. 3-2 your score. McKenna serves it back row, up front to Velasquez. Outside hit by Paoli, over to McKenna. McKenna to Nunez.
Nice.
How hard is it sometimes with a lefty to get up and block a lefty?
It's super hard.
Kind of like hitting one in baseball in that aspect. It comes off it awkward.
They're one of the hardest hitters to block, for sure.
Right down the line for Winningham. Great kill. 4-2 your score. McKenna back to serve, picked up by Fort Bragg. Velasquez outside hit, blocked by Blackburn, but it's going to end up on the floor. Great hit on the outside. That was number 13, Thompson. Outside hit by Thompson. So Fort Bragg gets the kill. 4-3 your score. Warriors lead. Back to serve is number 12, that's Kinsey Rose. Picked up by McKenna to Nunez. Hit by Winningham.
Off the hand.
Winningham with another big kill from the outside. Rianne's done a great job. Stoops comes back in. Chloe comes out. Reese back to serve. Reese had a good run in the first set. Velasquez tried to dump it over, picked up by the Warriors, outside
hit. Oh, big block.
Blackburn tried to hit it back across the middle, blocked at the net to the floor. Timberwolves get the point, 5-4 your score. Timberwolves, like you said, aren't going to go away easy.
Nope.
Warriors are going to have to keep playing. Billy back to serve, Blackburn, Nunez, middle to Stoops, dug up by the Timberwolves. Free ball across the top, McKenna. Nunez, middle to Stoops.
Nice.
Great middle hit by Stoops. It was blocked, but it fell to the ground on the Timberwolves' side. Hunter Kendall with the block, but it fell on her side. Stoops is going to get the kill. 6-4 your score. Abel Riley in the serve. Ava to the back, picked up by... A mental mistake by Fort Bragg there.
Yeah.
As the pass went to the front row and Velasquez couldn't get to it. 7-4 your score, Warriors lead. Ava back to serve. Cross picked up. Velasquez to Kendall. She couldn't get it across the net. Timberwolves lacking a little focus here as the Warriors are on a roll. 8-4-year score. A couple uncharacteristic errors there by the Timberwolves from what we've seen so far. Ava across to the back row, picked up by Paoli. It's going to be a free ball for the Warriors coming across. Reese, Nunez.
Nice dunk.
Another dunk by Nunez in the middle. 9-4-year score, timeout Timberwolves, as the Warriors have taken a 9-4 lead here in the second set, leading 1-0. Whew. Came out firing there in the second set. Timberwolves definitely lacking a little focus here up the game.
Yeah, they are. But hallelujah for Del Norte.
Yes, we finally got back on a roll. Once again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by Megan Curtis and Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing on Washington Boulevard in Crescent City. Thank you, Megan, for bringing the broadcast tonight. And if the Warriors win, we'll be bringing the broadcast to you on Saturday. That'll mean I'll be double duty, as we'll be on the air Friday night at home against St. Bernard. And if the Warriors can win tonight, I'll be on the road on Saturday. See if I can get an update from the Justin Siena game. I got NFHS Network rocking over here. See if I can get something up on there. 9-4 coming out of the timeout. It's going to be Ava Rice. Ava O'Reilly. Can't give that last name right.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Ava O'Reilly to serve. Back row. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Backside hit. Goes to the ground as Ava and Reese ran into each other. Justin Siena having their way with Pinole Valley. They're up 1-0 and up 23-8. So it looks like Justin Siena is well on their way to their victory. McKenna, Nunez, Deuce, middle hit, knocks it down. Great passing, great ball control by the Warriors. 10-5 your score. Carly Harper back to serve. Carly across, and it's going to be an ace for Carly, as that was number 7. That was Kayla Olson, unable to handle it. It's official. Justine has gone up 2-0 to Pinole Valley. Dug up to the front of the net by Timberwolves, and Stoops sends it right back. Another kill for Stoops. 12-5 your score. Warriors lead by 7 here in the second set. Harper to the back row. Velasquez setting. Outside hit by Hendrick. She got a runner right. Is that called a runner?
It's called a slide.
A slide. A slide hit to the outside. Great job by Hendrick. You can tell why she leaves the team and kills. As the Timberwolves get the ball back, Velasquez will be serving. Across, picked up by Ava to Nunez. Hit by Stoops. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Three ball for the Warriors coming across. Reese, Nunez, Stoops on a slide, but she hits it out. Huh?
Yeah, you got that.
That's what I'm talking about. Stoops hits it out of the back, so it's going to be a point for the Timberwolves. Velasquez with the serve. Dug up by Reese to Nunez. Stoops fires from the outside.
Ooh. He might have gotten that one up.
We got it, though. Hey, we're going to take it. Stoops with a kill from the outside. 13-7, your score. Stoops back to serve. Over, back row, picked up by Fort Bragg. Velasquez outside.
Oh, I touched it.
As Reese tried to come up with it. I'm sorry, that's Ava. And she goes off her arm and out the backside. Stoops comes out. And into the ball game is Chloe Smith. Back to serve will be Olson. The senior hits it back row to Chloe, to Nunez, outside. Reese picked up by Velasquez, out to Hendrick. Great cross-court hit. What? She got it. It was off somebody? We had an out call over here.
I think they thought it was, they thought it touched someone, but then it was a missed call. Yeah.
4-point lead now. Nunez, outside hit by McKenna.
Oh, nice hit.
Hit right into the blocker. Balls go out of bounds. Balls out of bounds. Warriors back up by 5. 14-9. Ava comes out, winning him into the ball game. Nunez back to serve. 14-9 your score. Nunez. It's going to be a free ball coming across. Picked up by Chloe, free back the other way. Middle hit, going to be down.
That was a good hit.
Don't give it to Hendricks in the middle.
No.
She was. She hammered it. Pretty powerful right there on the quick.
Yeah, she is.
So Hendricks back to serve now. Lamera, the junior. Back row, and she's gonna serve it out the back. Unforced error there by the Timberwolves. Warriors get the ball back. McKenna's back to serve, 15-10 lead. Warriors lead 1-0. And have a 5-point lead here in the second. McKenna, ball goes off the net, but it goes across. Timberwolves come up with a free ball back to the Warriors. Nunez, outside hit.
Nice.
Gosh, when Winningham hammers one from the outside, it's pretty. When she's able to get her timing and get that ball down. 16-10 your score. McKenna back to serve. As the crowd gets pretty excited around here at Tunin Gymnasium. McKenna into the net. Service error for the Warriors. 16-11 your score. Into the ball game to serve for the Timberwolves will be Kenzie Rose, the outside hitter, the senior. Back to the back row, picked up by the Warriors, winning him from the outside. Got another kill from the outside. 17-11 your score. Warriors up by 6. Chloe Smith comes out. Suits comes in. Hendricks comes back in the ballgame. Serving will be Reese. Reese from the back row, picked up by the Timberwolves. Paoli from the back, hits it across, picked up by the Warriors. Hit from the outside by Blackburn, picked up by the Timberwolves. Hendricks from the back row, it's going to be a free ball across. Dumped over by Nunez, picked up by the Timberwolves. Paoli, free back across to the Warriors. Nunez, outside to Winningham. Blocked, picked back up. They're going to say Winningham hit it into the net and it came back to her. So it's 4 hits on the Warriors' side. It's going to be Timberwolves' point, right?
Yes.
Starting to figure this out. It's scary. Paoli across. Over to Nunez.
Nice hit.
Suit knocks it down. Great hit by Suit. Middle hit across the middle. 18-12 your score. Warriors up by 6. Another substitution in. We're checking the rotation here, I believe. As Winningham's going to come out. And in to serve will be Ava. Ava O'Reilly, the senior. Back to serve. Warriors lead by 6 here in the second set.
Ooh, it's in. Nice.
That's going to be in as they let it go, thinking it was out the back. As the ball caught the edge of the line. As far back as you can get on that one. 19-12 your score. Warriors lead by 7. Big stretch right here for the Warriors to get this set.
Oh, off the chest.
Off the chest. Ava. Was that Reese or Reese?
Ava.
Ava hammered it back there. I think it might have been misjudged. She's a little embarrassed for sure. As Hendrick didn't think that was going to get her. Ava, back to serve. Back row, that's 3 aces in a row. Can't handle the heat. Ava's bringing it. Three in a row, 21-12 your score. Warriors lead here in the second set. Great, great second set. Is this kind of what you expected from the Warriors here in the second set?
Yes, way better.
Look, they're smiling, they're playing loose.
Yeah, they're actually having fun.
Yeah. And you take a look at the other side, it seems like almost the Timberwolves have started to kind of tense up a little bit.
Yeah, they have.
In a lot of ways. Especially like Hendricks, the last play, uncharacteristic error when it came and hit her off the chest. Once again, remind everybody that Delanor boys soccer team took the HDN title today as they beat McKinleyville here at home 2-0. First time since 1995, the Delanor Warrior soccer boys team is bringing home the HDN title. So congratulations to them. Dominating performance down the stretch in the last month. They're 8-1-1, and they have only given up 2 goals in that time. The North Coast section seating will be on Sunday, and we'll find out where the Delanor boys will fall. And they will hopefully have a home game next week, and we'll let you know as soon as we know on DelanorSports.com or on the radio.
Hi.
It's going to be a tip off. All these flags really confusing sometimes. But anyways, it's another ace for Ava. They haven't returned one of Ava's serves. Look at she's smiling too. She's like, I got this. Up by 10 now, 22-12. Ava back across. Picked up by Hendricks. Velasquez setting outside. Hit across. Picked up by Reese. Another one across. Suits at the net with Velasquez, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. Timberwolves are going to get the ball back with a 22-13 Delanor lead. Into serve for the Timberwolves will be Merritt. Coming out will be Kendall Hunter. Merritt to serve, picked up by Ava. Nunez, outside hit by Blackburn.
Nice.
Blackburn by the block of Velasquez down the line. 23-13 your score. Carly Harper back in the ball game. She'll be serving for the Warriors. Back in for the Timberwolves will be Thompson. She'll come back in for Rose. Harper with the serve. Velasquez, middle to Hendricks. Back row to Ava. Nunez, hit by Stoop.
Barely.
Out the backside as Stoop tried to get one there. 23-14 your score. 9-point lead. Warriors looking to put away the second set here. Velasquez back to serve. Serve goes up, picked up by Ava. Over to Nunez. Hit by McKinnis, dug up by Timberwolves. Backside hit by Hendricks, picked up by Ava. Over to Carly. Great set by Carly, but McKenna hits it into the net. 23-15. As the Timberwolves try to make a late run here in the second set. As Velasquez is back to serve. Hits it to Reese, Nunez, McKenna. We needed a kill like that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Big kill from the outside by McKenna Curtis. 24-15. Stoops back to serve for the set. Across to the back row, Velasquez sets up to the outside. Partially blocked by Nunez. Nunez back up, set McKenna.
Ooh.
Hammers it down.
Oh,
that's going to do it.
Beautiful hit.
Great hit by McKenna Curtis. And the Warriors put the Timberwolves away here in the second set. Final score 25-13. We'll be back with the third set here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delanor Warrior Sports.
I'm Megan Curtis, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why my office is a proud sponsor of Delanor Warrior Sports on KPOD. Stop stop by my office on Washington across from the hospital for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Welcome back to Del Norte Volleyball Playoff here in the Les Schwab North Coast Section Division 4 first round playoff for volleyball as the Del Norte Warriors are taking on the Fort Bragg Timberwolves. The Warriors now lead 2-0 and are 1 set away from advancing. And we checked the Justin Siena score. They were up 2-0 on Pinole Valley. So a Warrior win tonight could be a trip to Napa area to take on the Justin Siena Braves on Saturday. And if that does happen, the Del Norte KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com will be bringing you live game action Saturday night from Napa in the second round if the Warriors can put this thing away here in the third. Kalea, great second set. We talked about it. You get up 2-0, especially in a playoff game like this. What do the Warriors got to keep in mind right here?
They got to keep up what they've been doing. Don't back down at all. Just because they won two doesn't mean they need to let up at all.
Stay focused.
Yes.
More focus to the focus. We will be back on the air Friday night. Me and John Fitch will be on St. Bernard's versus Del Norte here at home at Mike Wayland Field. Get out and enjoy. It'll be senior night for the Warriors. It'll be the last home game, regular season home game, as the Warriors take on St. Bernard's, and we've talked a lot about that situation. For the Warriors to probably get a home game in the playoffs, they're going to have to win out. So we got St. Bernard's on Friday, and then we will travel to Fortuna next Friday. Checking the lineups here, heading into the second set, third set. Once again, Kalei, I want to thank you for joining me.
Of course.
I called you a couple of days ago. You said, absolutely, I would love to. Exactly what you said.
Yeah,
more along the lines, I said, I called your games, you owe me. The last time I did call games, Kalei was on the court. Harper in to serve to start the third set. And Hendricks from the outside, she's going to hit it out the back. It's going to be points for the Warriors. The Warriors just got to lean on them here a little bit here in the third set. Harper serving, picked up by the Timberwolves. Velasquez, outside hit.
Ooh.
It's going to go out. Great choice by Reese White in the middle. Thought about picking that one up, but saw it was going out of bounds and let it go. So another missed kill by the Timberwolves. As Carly Harper's back to serve for a third point. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Velasquez. Free ball across to the Warriors. Reese, Nunez, Stute, kills it across the middle, but picked up by the Timberwolves. Reese, Nunez, to Stute. Great job by Stute on the outside, knocking it down. Sorry, that was Avra that came up with that last one. Ava's got a ponytail, and Reese has braids.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. They look alike. Carly back to serve again, picked up by the Timberwolves. Free one coming across for the Warriors. Nunez outside to McKenna. Hammers it down off the block by Velasquez. Another point, 4-0 your score for the Warriors as they're beginning to feel it a bit here And Carly's back to serve again. Great serve to the back that time. Hammered over the top. It's going to go out. As McKenna and Seuss were both at the net and tried to hammer that one back, and it went out of bounds. 4-1 your score now. Velasquez back to serve. To Ava, to Nunez. Outside hit by Seuss. Off the block, hits the floor. Warriors get the point. 5-1 your score. As Sente Steinruck comes in. Didn't see her in the second set, but she was a huge spark in the first as she comes back to the ballgame. Suits back to serve. 5-1 your score. Suits to the back row. Great serve. It's going to be a free one coming across for the Warriors. It's going to be Ava Nunez outside.
Nice hit. Oh, that was a big hit.
That was hammered. The dig went into the stand and rose up. I think my dad almost came up with that one. They're up there battling about 10 rows up on the other side. Stutes back to serve. Up, picked up by Timberwolves. Dink over there. Oh, great job dumped by, was that Hendrick?
That was a tip.
Was that a tip?
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a dump and a tip?
A dump is from a setter and a tip is from a hitter.
Oh, that was definitely not the setter.
Yes.
Nice. I'm learning. You had to throw another one at me, though. Ace backside for Fort Bragg. Just when I think things did not get more difficult for me. But at least I knew it wasn't the setter.
Yes. That was pretty good.
Point for the Timberwolves, and then they served it out of bounds. The Warriors retained their four-point lead. 7-3 your score. Substitutions on the way as Ava comes out and Brianna Winningham comes back in. Nunez back to serve. Four-point lead for the Warriors here in the third set. Across is Nunez. Over to Velasquez. Outside to Paoli. Picked up by Smith. Nunez outside to McKenna. And McKenna's going to hit it into the net. The big block, the big hitter, the big blocker back in for the Timberwolves. That's Hunter Kendall, the middle hitter. She's a junior. Hendrick to Harper. Harper dug it up to Nunez. Outside to Winningham. Winningham hammers it down. 8-4 your score. Warriors maintaining that four-point lead here as Hendrick comes out. McKenna Curtis back to serve now. 8-4 here in the third set. Shot goes up. Across, picked up by Timberwolves. Dug up by McKenna. Outside hit by Brianna.
Oh, nice.
Nice position of that kill. Not a lot of power on it, but back corner. 9-4, Warriors lead by 5. McKenna Curtis back to serve. Mom coaching Megan Curtis and our sponsor. Dug up by.
Nice. Ooh, nice.
You gotta love it. The ball was dug up by the Timberwolves. Back to the net, and Sente sends it back the other way. Steinruck with a kill on her side. 10-4 your score. Warriors lead by 6. McKenna still serving. McKenna up with the shot. Across. Picked up by the Timberwolves. It's going to be a free one coming across. McKenna digs it up. Nunez. Hit by Steinruck. It's going to go way back.
Oh!
Almost missed the basket in the hoop. And the Timberwolves were unable to come up with it. Possible injury on the floor. And I believe that's Kendall, Hunter Kendall. She pops back up. Could be her knee, I believe.
Yeah, I think she was saying that it might have slid out for a second, popped right back in. Yeah, she's fine.
She's a gamer. She's ready. McKenna back to serve once again. Warriors lead by 7. 11-4 your score. Jump serve, and it's going to go out the back. 11-5 your score. It's going to be Timberwolves serve. Thompson back to serve Sierra, the junior. Across, picked up by Chloe, set by Nunez. Outside hit
nice
by
hit.
Nice hit by Brianna on the outside. As she had two blockers in front of her, tipped it over the top and knocked it down. As Stutes comes back in and Chloe comes out, Steinruck back to serve. 12-5, your score. Warriors lead by 7 here in the third set.
Nice.
2-0. Middle hit, down by Kendall. Quick middle hit right there. Finds the back. As Simte comes out, Reese comes back in. Back to serve is Emmy Paoli. Up with the serve, picked up by McKenna, Nunez, Stoops. Dug up. Someone slid underneath the net, I believe. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Slid underneath the net, so it's going to be a violation.
What does that mean?
That's usually a traveling call in basketball.
Well, I know it's that.
Volleyball.
I don't forgot what it means for volleyball.
Oh, that's good. Traveling. Come on. 13-6 to score. Reese is serving, and that's another ace for Ava. Is it Ava?
Yes.
Yeah. Ava's on fire. That's like six aces. 14-6 your score now. Warriors lead by 8 here in the third set. Back row, Timberwolves pick it up. Velasquez outside hit by the Timberwolves. Picked up by Reese. Outside by McKenna. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Velasquez sets it up. It's a free one coming over for the Warriors. Nunez sets up Stutes, and we're going to go down. Great job. Stutes finds the back.
Oh, rotate. Yeah, okay. I see that now.
Okay. Wait. She set in, and then they
she set in at first and then changed her mind.
Oh, gotcha.
But it was out.
Yes, it was definitely out. 14-7, Timberwolves back to serve. Reese digs it up.
Ooh!
As Nunez tried to dump it over, and it got sent right back at her. They've got that figured out. Uh-oh. 6-point lead. McKenna digs it up to the backside. Nunez to Stoops. Blocked by Hendricks, but it goes out of bounds. Warrior point. As Carly comes back in to serve, 15-8 your score. Warriors lead by 7. Harper.
Uh-oh.
Off the net and falls. That'll work. Warrior point, 16-8. Warriors got them doubled. Timeout on the floor by the Timberwolves. As the Warriors lead 2-0 and are up 16-8 here in the third. This broadcast brought to you by Megan Curtis of Edward Jones, making sense of investing on Washington Boulevard in Crescent City. What do you think so far?
This is an awesome game.
We're doing well.
Yeah, we are.
Did you think we'd come in and win a species?
I actually did.
Megan, we talked to Megan a little bit, and this is kind of what I figured, too, in the aspect of this looks like a lot like the league teams we play.
Yes, it does.
It does. It looks like teams that have decent control, not a lot of timing, not a lot of hits at the net.
No.
As we see that, like, against Eureka and stuff like that. I said, are you prepared for the playoffs when it comes to who you play? She says, our first-round opponent has a lot. We've prepared in the aspect our league looks a lot like the Timberwolves.
Yeah, and they do for sure. But they're definitely a lot better at defense than the league people.
Yeah. They've definitely made it very interesting all the way throughout. Highly contested match so far. As Harper flies that out of the back, as a timeout by the Timberwolves, ice Carly. And she hit it out of the back. Point for the Timberwolves. 16-9 your score now. Velasquez to serve. The setter serves, hits one over to Ava, to Nunez. Kill by Stu.
Oh, okay.
Great job by middle hit by Stu. 17-9 your score. Warriors definitely got this one in hand here in the third set. You can always tell when Pelea starts saying, oh, that was a nice try. Back to serve. Up with it. Timberwolves do come up with it, but it's going to be a free ball back to the Warriors. Carly Nunez outside.
Oh,
McKenna.
Came back, hit her right in the face.
She's going to take that one off the forehand.
Oh.
It was off the floor first. Went off the floor and then off the forehand.
You can definitely tell when she's going to hit hard because she smiles while she's in the air, McKenna.
Does she?
Yeah, she does.
It's like the timing's there.
Yes.
18-9 your score. Timberwolves, middle hit by Hendricks. She says right back at you. She hammers one to the backside. 18-10 your score. Into the game, Chloe. Out is Stoop. Back to serve is going to be Taylor Olson. 18-10 your score. Warriors trying to close this match out here in the third set. Harper, Nunez, McKenna. That's going to go out the back. McKenna a little bit too much there. You don't see McKenna hitting from the middle very often.
No.
18-11 your score. Timberwolves trying to battle back here in the third set. A cross picked up by Ava. One to Carly.
Oh!
Carly tried to save it. Nunez tried to get it back across. Couldn't get it. Down to a six-point lead. 18-12 your score. Olson, the senior, back to serve. The outside hitter. Across. Harper. Nunez. Sente back in the ballgame. Hits it across. To Velasquez, to Hendricks. It's going to go out the back as Hendricks has been a little bit strong all night tonight. 19-12, your score is Winningham comes back in for Ava. Nunez back to serve, leading by 7. 19-12, your score here in the third set. Nunez across, picked up by the Timberwolves. Hendricks, middle hit. Blocked by Sente, but it's going to hit the floor. Great job by Sente getting up and putting a paw on that one. As Kendall comes back in, Hunter Kendall comes back in. Hendricks back to serve. Across, picked up by Sente. To Nunez. Hit by McKinnis, picked up by the Timberwolves. 3-1 back to the Warriors. Winningham with a
hip
across as she went up to spike it, but ended up tipping it over the blocker. 20-13 your score. Great play by Brienne. McKenna Curtis back to serve. 20-13 your score. Warriors 5 points away from advancing. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Velasquez outside hit by Paoli. Picked up by McKenna. Nunez. Outside hit by Blackburn. Blackburn hits it out the backside. It's going to be a point for the Timberwolves. Back to serve is the Timberwolves. It's going to be McKenna Curtis to Nunez. Hit by Winningham and knocks it down. Brand having a great game tonight. As Stoops comes back in for Smith. 21-14 your score is Steinrich back to serve it. Steinrich hard serve to the back row, picked up by the Timberwolves though. They always gonna put it over. 3-1. McKenna, Nunez, Stoops. Blocked at the net by Hunter. And it's gonna be point for the Timberwolves. Reese comes back in. Sente takes a seat. Warriors need to put this one away right here. Up by 6. Paoli back to serve. Gets it to Blackburn, to Nunez. Brianna across. Great job. That was a little bit, she had to adjust her body right there because it was a tough set. But she did a great job of getting it over to the blocker. Ball went down on the other side. It's going to be Warrior Point. Ava O'Reilly back to serve. 22-15, your score. Warriors 3 points away now. Serve from the backside. Stutes is going to knock it back. Picked up by the Timberwolves. Free ball coming across the Warriors. Nunez. Tried to dump it, but it went out of bounds. 22-16. Substitutions for the Timberwolves. In the serve will be Nadine Merritt, the senior. Across, picked up by McKenna. To Nunez, outside hit by Blackburn.
Nice line.
Great, smooth hit by Blackburn on the outside, and she'll get the point. 23-16, 2 points away. Probably the toughest 2 points always of a game. Picked up by Free, coming across back to the Warriors. McKenna, outside hit, too much to handle.
She's just a power hitter.
24-16, your score. Student Gymnasium starting to realize the Warriors are there. Timeout on the floor by the Timberwolves. 24-16, your score. This broadcast has been brought to you by McKenna Curtis and Edward Jones, making sense of investing on Washington Boulevard in Crescent City. Winner of tonight's game will take on Justin Siena. I believe that game's probably gone final. I can find it on here. But I believe that's gone final, and Napa will be heading to Napa on Saturday. And we'll bring you live game action. Saturday, probably 7 o'clock. I'll have the official time on Friday when we have our football game, and we'll definitely recap tonight's game, and we will start talking about soccer playoffs as the Delmar Warriors soccer team won a league title today as they defeated McKinleyville. Carly Harper back to serve, and she's going to hit it out of the back. That happened to her last time she went to the league. So it will be Saturday. The other team in our league that's in the division is Arcata. They traveled to Kelseyville tonight. No results from that yet. As Velasquez serves, dug up by Ava. Outside hit by McKenna.
Yay!
And it's going to go to the ground, and that's going to do it. The Delmar Warriors have defeated the Fort Bragg Timberwolves in three straight sets. 25-17, the final of game three. We'll be back with the post-game show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
I'm Megan Curtis, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why my office is a proud sponsor of Delmar Warrior Sports on KPOD. Stop by my office on Washington across from the hospital for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Delmar Warrior Games online at DelmarSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Hospital welcomes urologist Dr. Robin Zagoni to the Sutter Coast team. Dr. Zagoni has over 20 years of experience specializing in kidney stones, prostate enlargement and prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney and testicular tumors, vasectomy and vasectomy reversal. Dr. Zagoni is now seeing patients at Sutter Coast Brookings Health Center. Please call 541-469-9205 for an appointment.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here at Tuna Gymnasium, where the Delmar Warriors have just defeated the Fort Bragg Timberwolves in three straight sets. They won the first one 25-22, the second one 25-15, and the third one 25-17. And joining me here on the postgame show is head coach Megan Curtis. Coach, a little rough off the get-go in that first set, but I can tell you what, your team responded very well and got the job done here.
Yeah, we definitely came out with the jitters. This is the first game where we've had both sets of bleachers down. You know, it looks a little different, and it's a bigger game, more important. It's also Lauren Stutz's birthday today.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, a lot going on, yeah. But we did settle in, and we were talking as coaches. We're actually glad that we had to fight back in that first game and show a little grit, and we did, and then we just rolled from there.
Unsung hero there in the first set. Tente Steinruck came off the bench and really sparked the team, not only serving but up front, hitting a couple good ones. And I talked to Kalei a little bit. She said, sometimes it takes somebody coming off the bench to kind of spark things. And that's kind of what Tente did there off the get-go.
Absolutely. She has been that player for us all season long. She's that player at practice. She's always the kid that will light the fire under everybody else. So it's great that we've got her as an option. She can play lots of positions, so we used her where we need her.
So looking forward, I did get a final. It was Justin Sienna in three straight sets against Pinole Valley. They took care of him pretty easily in that aspect. So heading down to Napa on Saturday, what do we got to look forward to? And you play Justin Sienna. You know what they're all about. What are we in for?
We're in for a much faster-paced game. We're in for a lot more defense. So it's going to be more difficult for us to find the floor with the ball. We're going to have to be smart and communicate to our hitters where the holes are and what we need to do and play tough defense on our end, too. Teams that have done well against them have picked up a lot of balls, so we're going to have to play both sides. We're going to have to be good on our hitting and find spots, and we're going to have to pick up balls on defense.
I think your analogy of that first game with the Timberwolves, I mean, in this game right here, was a lot like your league team. They weren't very aggressive at the net. They didn't quite get to the net, like, on the offensive side. But they defensively, the Timberwolves were pretty good in all three games. And that's kind of like what you saw in league. But this Justin Sienna team is going to attack the net a lot more, is what you're saying.
They will. They will. And they will be in more of the correct position on defense. The Fort Bragg team, lots of arms sticking out, picking up balls, kind of not necessarily moving their feet there. Justin
right.
Sienna will move their feet there. So they'll have better passes on defense than we saw Justin Sienna have, which means they can run a better offense.
Absolutely. So any final thoughts on tonight, how your team did?
I'm proud of them. You know, for most of them, we had a home game last year against Healdsburg. So having a home game, not necessarily was it a new thing, but just a little different environment, different enough.
Yeah.
They also want to go far this year, so they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves. But they're kind of excited to go play Justin Sienna. We've been in that gym. We were there 2 years ago, so we know where it's located. We know what it looks like. We know what it feels like. We've seen the team because we've played them before this year. We're going to be better. They're going to be better. We're just going down there to have a knockdown, drag-out fight with them.
And it's awesome. It's a lot of times when you're traveling, and just like the Timberwolves in the first set, you get a lot to lose, but at the same time, you can play a lot looser. You're on the road. You're going to go after a higher-seeded team, and sometimes you can start off a lot quicker.
Yep, yep. They'll be ready. We'll be ready.
All right, we'll bring you live game action. Thank you once again for joining us. We'll have live game action Saturday in Napa as you will take it. Do you know that game's 7 o'clock?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. We'll be down there with live action for you. I'll do the best I can. I don't think Kalei is going to make the trip for me. I might have to find me another volleyball guru to come help me out. But Kalei helped me big time. She taught me the difference between a bump, and then we had all kinds of different calls. The slide hit,
mm-hmm.
right? All
yep.
those kind of things. So I'm definitely getting my lingo. Megan, thanks again for not only sponsoring our program for the volleyball, but being the head coach, and good luck.
Thanks, John.
All right. Well, that should wrap things up here for us tonight. We'll be back on the air Friday for football as the Delnor Warrior football team will take on St. Bernard's, and that'll be here at home. Kickoff 7:30 is senior night. We'll be on the air about 7:15, and then I'll be back with volleyball action on Saturday night down in Napa. So it'll be back-to-back nights here for the Delnor Warrior broadcast team. So hopefully everybody's ready to sit back and enjoy some great football and volleyball this weekend. Congratulations to the soccer team once again as they were HDN champions, defeating McKinleyville today 2-0. and taking home the league title for the first time since 1995. So congratulations to the soccer team. We'll get their playoff seating on Sunday. Well, good night, everybody. Take care, and may God bless.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports, the Lady Warriors in volleyball action against Fort Bragg tonight. And tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Megan Curtis, Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.